Good morning. It's good to see everyone here this morning. Our first song will be number 25 in the supplement, number 25, I Close My Eyes. My prayer, Jehovah, hear, do my entreating cry in faithfulness, give ear in righteousness, reply. No God have I but thee. Teach me to do thy will, thy Spirit good lead me on even pathways still. I close my eyes, I see I close my eyes and feel His love for me. Because I trust in Thee, cause thou me to hear thy loving kindness free when morning doth appear. Make me to know my way, because my soul each day do I lift up to Thee. I close my eyes, I see His majesty. His love for me. At this time, we'll have our prayer.
We bow to Thee. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to You now, so thankful for all You have blessed us with. We thankful for Christians gathered here and around the world to be examples and encouragement to us. We so thankful for Your Son dying on the cross and making that sacrifice for Christians like us, that as we sin, we might see the errors of our ways and through His sacrifice be forgiven. We pray that You place a special caring hand on the people on the coast who have been affected by the hurricane. We pray that You make it as comfortable as it can be for them. We pray for those who are ill, and if it be Your will, return to them a portion of their health. We pray for those who have lost way of stumbled, we pray that something might be done, or we can say something that might help them to realize that what they are doing is wrong, and the only way is through You. We pray that You be with the men and women fighting for our country's rights. We thankful for the freedoms that we have experienced, and we pray that those continue to be. We pray for our government as they make decisions, that they may make decisions that will bring our country back to you. We pray that you never let us forget, or we never forget, that we are Christians and we are to be the light of the world. Pray that we always, in everything we do, try to be a good example because people are watching. We pray that we take every moment and every possible chance that we have to teach and try to bring others to you. Please be with the men leading songs this morning. Pray that the songs we sing are pleasing to you. We pray that you bring us back safely and next point of time. And it's all these things that we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Our song before the Lord's Supper, for those that did not partake earlier this morning, will be number 100 in the supplement. Number 100, Lamb of God. Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side. To me led by your staff and rod, and to me call a Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
If you need to partake of the Lord's Supper this time, would you raise your hand? Would you raise them again as we pass by that we might find you? Let us pray. Dear God and Father of us all, you have manifested your love and grace and mercy toward us in many ways, the greatest of which was the sacrifice of your Son, and we are thankful. We are thankful that he was willing to take on the sentence of death for our sins. We pray that you would bless those who partake of this memorial at this time. In his name we pray. Amen. ulcer that needed to be.
Our Almighty Heavenly Father, we come to you so thankful for thy Son, thankful for the sacrifice of his life for our sins and the shedding of his blood that covers us. Father, as those partake, please be with them as they are mindful of that blood and the fruit of the vine that represents it. In Christ's name, amen.
Our song before the giving will be number 563. 563, Jesus, name above all names. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
Thank you.
This is the last Sunday of the month, and our schedule this morning will be scripture reading first from Psalms 33, verses 4 through 9, and then we'll have Mark Kendrick lead a few songs, followed by Grady McAllister, and then we'll have another scripture reading after Grady. Then we'll have Aaron Grisley lead a few songs, followed by Benson McAllister, and then a third scripture reading, and then we'll have our invitation by Cal Pope. So if you would, please take your Bibles out and turn with me to Psalms 33, verses 4 through 9. Psalms 33, verses 4 through 9. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the seas together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast.
Number 128 in the supplement, 128. On my way. Happy day, I can say, I am truly on my way to serve Jesus for what he's done for me. Happy smile all the while, I can go the other mile, for I know he is watching over me. I praise Jesus, the Lord of all salvation. I praise Jesus for his great sacrifice. Now I know I can show with my face all aglow the light of Jesus that's shining through me. Holy One, God's own Son, yes, I know the victory's won. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Happy plan, saving man, I forever take my stand with the one who gave his dear life for me. I praise Jesus, the Lord of all salvation. I praise Jesus for his great sacrifice. Now I know I can show with my faith all aglow. The light of Jesus is shining through me.
One page over, number 130, 130. All three verses, please.
Let me be the one to serve him. Let me be the one they see, lifting up the name of Jesus, given Lamb of Calvary. Let me never be ashamed. Let me always praise his name. He was not ashamed of me to show his love. Let it show him to the world for all to see. Jesus, Prince of Peace, Redeemer, Lamb of God. was not ashamed of me to show his love, let it be me.
Number 480.
We are bound for Canaan's land, tempting by the way. Who shall lead us on the road? Choose your king today. Dare to stand like Joshua.
Song would be number 7 in the supplement. Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna.
If you would again, please turn in your Bibles with me to Psalms 33, Psalms 33, we'll be reading verses 10 through 15. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works.
And supplement number 73.
High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the King. 24 elders sing, worthy he who overcame, the word of God, his name. Praise the seed of Abraham, all dominion to the Lamb. Sing of him in Lord God Almighty reign. Shout the God-breathed prophecy, he who was will ever be. Kings of earth have passed away, the Son is Lord this day. Tonight I come to him, kneel before his diadem, while a thousand sing, I fall before the King. Soon will he be changing me, swallowed up in victory and evermore to thee.
The next song will also be in the supplement number 4.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor. Comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood, the battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory. Presses in hard, do not fear, the battle belongs. belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord, and we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord.
Number 374. There's a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out, ring it out. It will give them courage new. It will help them to be true. Ring it out, ring it out. Ring out the word for land and sea. Still far from Jesus, many live in sin and doubt. Ring out the wounds that makes men free. To all the lost of every nation, ring our message out. Tell the world of saving grace, make it known in every place. Ring it out, ring it out. Help the needy ones to know, drink from whom all blessings flow. Ring it out, ring it out. Ring out the word for land and sea. Still far from Jesus, many live in sin and doubt. Sin and doubt to sweep away, till shall dawn a better day. Bring it out, bring it out.
Till the sinful world be won.
For Jehovah's mighty Son, bring it out, bring it out. Bring out the word for land and sea. Still far from Jesus, many live and die. Next song will be number 662. 662. I'd like to stay here longer than man's allotted day, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by.
how glimmering stories there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, more to die. Oh yes, a living glory by and by. I want to be of service a long pilgrim way, and lead in loss of Jesus as fervently I pray. As day by day I travel, I look in every eye, and live with him forever in glory by and by. Oh yes, I live in glory, glory by and by. How thrilling love stories there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, more to die. Oh yes, I live in glory, by and by. The end I know is nearing. Look away to yonder homes of Spernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to him forever and look beyond the sky, and spend the endless ages in glory by and by. Oh yes, I'll live in glory, glory by and by. I'll tell and sing love story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live for glory by and by.
Again, if you would, please turn with me to Psalms number 33. We'll be reading 18 through 22. Psalms 33, verses 18 through 22. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you.
While you're there in Psalm 33, let's just take a look at those verses that we just read, beginning in verse 18. Thank you, Fred, for organizing this, and thank you to all the men for leading us in our song service today. It's always encouraging as we sing praises to our God. I'd like for us, from our perspective now in Christ, living under this age in Christ, to consider a few of these words near the end of this psalm as they relate to our relationship with him. In verse 18, Fred just read for us, you'll notice that it says, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy." The Bible teaches us that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. God sees all that is done. But there is a special sense in which, when we hope for his mercy, when we have put our trust in Christ, that his eye of protection, his eye of concern, his eye of care is over us. Notice there, verse 19, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. There certainly would have been a particular sense in which, under the old law, there were physical protections that were offered. But in Christ, there is an even greater sense in which the hope that we place in him, the hope for mercy, as verse 18 described, that our sins may be forgiven through the blood of Christ, will lead one day to deliverance from death. We will all, prior to judgment, face death. But in Christ and the hope that is offered in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, there is deliverance that is granted from death. The ungodly don't have such a hope. While they too will face death, the Bible teaches that if they continue in sin and pass from this life in such a condition, they continue spiritually dead. They are separated from God eternally, and the fate that awaits them is described in the book of Revelation as the second death. Notice though, verse 20 says, our soul waits for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. We talked in our first lesson this morning about the idea of the disappointments that we sometimes face in life, but the assurance that we can have of the fact that God is with us, that he is a companion that will never forsake us. As we think about the idea that's expressed here in verse 20, that we are waiting on the Lord, that idea of waiting through whatever life throws at us, waiting through however long life takes, waiting through until the judgment comes, I think is much of the purpose and the focus of life in Christ. But notice, we can view him, as the last part of verse 20 describes it, as a help, as a shield. We need not face this life alone. We need not go through the difficulties without an assurance that he offers us a shield of protection in his love and care and ultimately his promise of eternal life. Verse 21, for our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. In the New Testament, when we have the gospel first proclaimed and some of the apostles are brought before the Jewish leaders, they make a declaration that is very powerful. In Acts chapter 4, they will make the declaration that in the name of Jesus Christ is where salvation is found. There is no other name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved. As we think about the statement there in verse 21, that we trust in his holy name, as we are waiting for the Lord, as we are fearing the Lord in the sense of the reverence we hold towards him, we are putting our trust not in the things of this world. We're putting our trust not in our nation or its strength. You know, before the verses that Fred read for us a few moments ago, it describes not putting your hope in horses and in the power of a nation, but putting your hope in God. We trust in that name, which is the name given under heaven by which we must be saved. But finally, verse 22. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. You know, when the day of judgment comes, all of us will stand before God and give an account for our lives. I don't know about you, but I certainly can look at things in my life that I wish I had not done. I wish I had done differently, or I wish that I had served the Lord faithfully. I wish there were things that I had not said, things that I had not done. And the only hope that I have, the only hope that any of us has on that day of judgment is for the mercy of God. We noticed earlier that idea of the mercy of God coming to those who hope for his mercy in verse 18. Notice here in verse 22, though, it is an appeal once again. Our life of faithfulness to the Lord is not something in which, well, we're doing certain things so we can just check off boxes on our merit list. It's not something in which we get enough badges and we are able to earn our standing before God. Our life in Christ ultimately is simply a way in which we're trusting in his name, a way in which we are hoping for his mercy. I hope that if you're here this morning, you have such a hope for the mercy of God. That hope rests in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, that's not just about saying a name. It is about looking to Christ as the sacrifice for our sins. The Bible teaches us that the way in which we take upon ourselves that sacrifice is by putting on Christ. We put our faith in him as the Son of God. We confess him as the Son of God. We have that courage to stand in a world of unbelief and say that Jesus is the Son of God. We commit ourselves to turn away from sin that separates us from God, and to do and to serve him faithfully, and then we are buried with him in the waters of baptism. Paul told those in Galatia that when we are baptized into Christ, we put on Christ. That's the way in which we hope for his mercy. It's the way in which we trust in his name. That's the way in which we look forward to that time in which he will deliver us from death. If you've never done that this morning, we give you the opportunity. Won't you come while we stand and sing?
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus say, come unto me, I am the way. Hearken the loving cry. for he loved you so. Only a step, only a step. Come for he bled for you and died. He's the same loving Savior yet. Jesus the crucified, casting your heavy burdens down. Come to the cross, the world may frown, yet you shall wear a glorious crown when he makes up his own. Only a step, only a step. Come, for he bled for you and died. He's the same loving Savior yet. Jesus the crucified opened for you the pearly gate. Save once for you. Now watch and wait. Terrible thought to cry too late. Jesus, I come to thee. Only a step, only a step. Come, for he bled for you. Same loving Savior yet, Jesus the crucified.
Thank you, Kyle, and thank you to all the men that led singing this morning. It's always a pleasure and an honor to sing with you guys. When Pat first asked me to put this together, I thought, wow, we are blessed. I looked at all the men that could lead singing, and we are truly, truly blessed by song leaders here at Olson Park. Thank you.
Let us pray together. Our merciful Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that you've given to us to come here to open your word, to study from it, to sing these songs of praise to you, and to be edified by one another. Dear Father, we ask that you would be with us when we study your word to give us wisdom as to how to use it and apply it to our lives. Dear Father, we ask that you would be with our number that are sick, that are unable to be here. We ask that you would comfort those that are in rest homes. Comfort those that have lost loved ones recently. Dear Father, we ask that you would be with people in South Texas that have suffered from the hurricane. Continue to abide with them. Dear Father, we ask that you would go with us through this life, through this week, that you would guide us in everything that we do and say. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.